JM in the AM Monday morning broadcast. Oh, we're into birthdays and anniversaries and celebrations. And as I mentioned last week, we stumbled upon an amazing part of Dan's deal. I, of course, have heard of Dan's deals, and I have a son-in-law who's like, you know, always up on the latest of Dan's deals. But last week, as part of their 20th anniversary, they had this amazing deal, you may recall, an amazing giveaway, plus an amazing special with our friends from Art Scroll. And by the way, I think today's is with our friends from Kedem. We'll ask them in a minute. And I said, hey, you know, 20th anniversary, celebrating 20 years, let's get them on the air. So sure enough, the founder of Dan's Deals, Dan himself, and JJ, Dan, who came into the company, Dan and JJ, by the way, are brothers, folks, Dan Eliff and JJ Eliff. They work together. It's pretty amazing. So as many of you know, of course, my brother plays a major role in this company. And there's no better feeling when you're working together and accomplishing so much together. So to Dan Eliff and JJ Eliff, I say good morning, happy birthday, happy anniversary. Welcome to JM and the AM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Good morning.
Great to speak with both of you. Now, am I right that it's our friends at Kedem who are part of today's, or maybe it would be officially yesterday's and just lasting until today, a big deal for the 20th anniversary?
Yeah, that's right. At Herzog, they have a deal on their special wine club membership.
And people could take advantage of that. And in addition to what you're doing in terms of special deals for the 20 years, you're actually doing some major giveaways as well. Is that a typical part? And I'm not quite sure who to address which question to, so you guys take it from here. But is that part of the whole Dan Deals experience? Are there a lot of giveaways, or this is really an exception for the big 20th anniversary celebration?
So, yeah, JJ here. It's really a unique part of our 20th birthday celebration, basically a way of saying thank you to our millions of readers, which is so crazy to say, over the past 20 years, that we made 20 days of deals and giveaways. And, yeah, we have some really, really awesome partners. Today, like you mentioned, the Herzogs are having a great deal on their wine club membership, and they're giving away like $1,400 worth of gift cards for their wines, which obviously everyone knows are amazing. And over the 20 days, there's going to be over $50,000 in giveaways. So definitely it's on the top of our site. People can go check it out. And a great deal and giveaway every single day.
DansDeals.com, folks. And, of course, you can follow them on every social media outlet there is. DansDeals.com is the website. And by the way, what you did with our friends from Art Scroll was pretty amazing. I always thought that our listeners had the absolute best at lowest prices. It seems you guys beat everybody during that big giveaway and that big deal.
Yeah, Art Scroll said we are their favorite partner or biggest partner. I don't want to choose favorites or anything, but their biggest partner over the years. So I've worked with them for months actually, and they were printing the shots for months in anticipation, and they're
printing extras for us, right, JJ? They're printing extras.
That's for us. They are printing locally in the U.S. to ramp up, in the 2 months leading up to the deal, and they were very, very happily surprised with the result.
Well, you may be their biggest partner. I think I may still be their tallest, but we could argue about that. Dan's Deals is celebrating 20 days, 20 deals, 20 days of amazing deals and giveaways. Go to the website, dansdeals.com. By the way, Dan, I'm curious. You know, my insatiable curiosity can't prevent me from asking this question. At what point did this hobby become a real business venture? How many months or years into it?
You know, I started as a hobby when I was in school, and it took a few years until I said, you know, hey, let's make a business out of this. But I think that's why it's been successful, is that it didn't start as a business. It didn't start as a way of making money, but it just turned into that because people enjoyed the site. So it's something that's created out of passion rather than just something that's created to make a buck.
Yeah, passion and sincerity, those will always win out, and those have the lasting value. And look where you guys are. You're celebrating 20 years. And what's the credit card philosophy? So many people are, and I say it like this because you do feature a lot of credit cards and deals and points and miles, et cetera, et cetera. So much of what you're doing online and through social media is about travel. What's the philosophy? Because there are so many people out there that hesitate to open new credit cards, cards. They find it troubling sometimes to navigate all the ones they do have, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a philosophy behind this, or simply, you know, there's a great deal out there, you're going to let everybody know about it?
So I say this all the time, is that if you're someone who's going to be susceptible to falling into debt, or you're someone, the reason why the whole mileage hobby exists is because it's profitable for the banks, for the airlines, and ultimately for readers and for consumers if they use it responsibly. So when I was, you know, growing up and I realized I wanted to travel the world, and I've been to all 7 continents, and to do that and traveling in first class, is the best way to do that is through frequent flyer miles, because you could do it for free.
Right.
So the credit cards is kind of a natural way. I've opened up a lot of credit cards to earn, you know, tens of millions of freaking flyer miles. So if you do it responsibly, it's a great hobby. It's so cool. You could do things that you would never be able to do otherwise. But certainly there is reason to be wary of it. If you're someone who can't manage it responsibly or is going to use it to fall into debt or to spend more than they would have if you were just spending cash, then you should.
Yeah,
I say that all the time.
I always feel that you have to be on top of it on a daily basis. Like, you literally have to, you know, you have to evaluate the entire situation constantly. And if you're not able to do that, then you got to be careful. By the way, I mean, and quite obviously, because many people, not just people who are working at Dan's deals, many people have flown for free with miles, etc. What would be the biggest example of that? Like, what type of excursion did you once enjoy and you could not believe you weren't paying a penny for it?
There's too many to count. We've heard from so many thousands of readers over the years that they've traveled to see, you know, grandparents that they wouldn't be able to afford to see otherwise. So I think those are the most precious, more than, you know, taking a shower on the plane. That's fun. It's great. there's some awesome experiences that, you know, I flew to the Maldives and got to take a shower 35,000 feet in the air. That's super cool. I had to have an awesome, you know, we flew to Brazil with my family and we booked out the entire first class cabin.
Wow.
For the family on miles. So these are things that would cost, you know, tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars that you can do for free.
Now, here's a question I only can think of, and that is, what's turbulence like when you're in that shower?
The World Series, yeah, Jade is correct. I think the World Series experience, where I got to throw out the first pitch before Game 7 of the 2016 series, which was probably the best World Series game ever, was Game 7 between the Indians and the Cubs. So I got to throw out, I used a million Starwood points and got to throw out the first pitch before the game, and they gave us second row seats, you know, right behind the Cubs owners, the Rickey family, to the game.
Because I had heard about the first pitch thing, but I didn't realize it was then. You threw out the first pitch in the Chicago Cubs game-winning World Series game? Series-winning game?
Yep.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I threw out the first pitch before the game, redeeming Starwood points, and then I got to steal second base using United miles in the middle of a game. So I've done some cool stuff. I'm a big baseball fan, so I've done some cool stuff besides for traveling and crazy first class suites and stuff. I've used miles for some other cool stuff too.
Well, I'm a major baseball fan as well, and my gosh, I should have brought John just for that. You go down in history as the man who threw out the first pitch at the one of the most important games in baseball history. That's pretty cool. Dan and JJ are with us, dansdeals.com. They're celebrating 20 years of 20 days of 20 deals and amazing giveaways. Check it out, everybody. Just go to the website. By the way, are giveaways a big part in general of what you do, or is this literally just because it's the 20th anniversary?
Just the anniversary.
That's
it. Thank you to our readers.
So you're not really giving out free stuff year-round. This is an exception. This is something that people really need to take advantage of. And by the way, on the, you know, you talk about airlines, and obviously there's, you know, so many deals that come out. What happens with the mistakes? Do airlines, when they meant to write that the flight is $999 and instead by accident they hit a wrong key or missed a key and wrote $99, do they honor those mistakes? When you make that known to the public, how do the airlines react to that?
Typically they do honor them. They don't always. But for the most part, it's good publicity for them. They get a lot of news coverage, and they get a lot of people flying that might not be flying that airline.
Interesting.
So it really introduces people to an airline more. So in general, they've honored it. It doesn't always happen, but there have been price mistakes. There was an LOL glitch that pretty much put Dan's deals on the map. It was $330 to fly LOL to Israel from New York. Or there was a $50 first class glitch on Delta to fly to Hawaii or to Alaska for $50. And there were flights where it was with Dan's deals readers. So in general, they do honor them. But, you know, it's a case by case basis.
Understood. And there's nothing you can do about the LL prices today, right?
only God can fix this one. Coming up.
Say it again.
Go ahead, JJ.
I said you got to stay tuned for our deals coming up.
So there might be something because people are desperate to get a less expensive, you know, trip to Israel. And even, by the way, because I know this from experience, even if you're booking 6 months in advance, you're still paying an incredible price for those journeys. Finally, gentlemen, I'm under the impression, again, remember, you're talking to somebody who's not as skilled at this as many other people. You know, I marvel at my son-in-law, how he follows Dan's deals and hops on those deals immediately. Is there a real pressure of immediacy to it? It does seem to me that a lot of the deals you post, for whatever reason, whether because they're sold out or, you know, there's either a mistake or something else, it often seems like the deals expire pretty quickly. Is there a need to act fast when Dan is releasing his Dan's deals?
Yeah, there definitely is. And the best deals could sell out in minutes. The best way to get it is to follow us. You know, thank God we have tens of thousands of people following us on WhatsApp. It's very popular nowadays. So I know everyone's on WhatsApp all day.
Right.
And if they just go on dans.deals/WhatsApp, they could join one of our WhatsApp groups. And that's definitely the best way to get it. If it's an item, it could sell out right away.
Right.
If it's a price mistake or an airline mistake, sometimes you're going to want to actually like go to the store immediately to pick up the item, or you're going to want to fly that day or the next day to be able to get those crazy mistakes.
Unbelievable. What you guys have done is pretty incredible. It's Dan Deals, everybody. Dan's Deals. They're celebrating 20 years of amazing deals and giveaways. Log on, because right now, when does it switch? The deal switches at 10 a.m. Eastern time. Am I right about that?
Yes.
So 10 a.m. Eastern time, you have until then to take advantage of the Kedem Royal Wine deal. And obviously, there'll be a new one coming up later today in celebration of their 20 years as they commemorate the 20 years with 20 days and 20 deals. And everybody out there can take advantage. And as they said, all the social media platforms have Dan's Deals. You get a search for them. And a website, of course, is dansdeals.com. And we are learning more and more since our friends at Art Scroll started this massive deal with them last week. We're learning more and more about Dan's Deals and their incredible presence in our community. And I would think that both of you would agree that because of your position and because of the high profile that you now enjoy in this country and beyond, you have an opportunity to really represent our community in a certain way. And from what I hear, you do it in quite a complimentary way. And for that, I say thank you and continue to wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, if I could just mention one more thing,
sure.
Is that since Penn 7, we started a organization called Tefillin Connection, and thank God we've given out over 2,000 pairs of tefillin to men that were not wrapping tefillin before, could not afford a pair of tefillin, but since 10-7 committed to start wrapping tefillin every single day, and that's been soldiers and people around the world, and it's really been a special thing that we've been working on a lot of hours over the past year.
And now we've hit the most important part of the conversation. Could you repeat the web address again so people can support that incredible initiative?
Yeah, it's tefillinconnection.com.
Wow, fantastic.
Or .org. Is that spelling that? You may need to spell that out, JJ. I'll put a post up on Dan's Deals today, so if anyone wants, they can see it.
Phenomenal. Wow, what an effort. What an incredible thing to do. Mazal tov to both of you, and I'm really, I was told that you don't do much media, so I'm flattered you joined us this morning, and congratulations, congratulations and happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
DansDeals.com. There you go. 20 years. Wow. Not easy being at the top of an industry for 20 years. Not easy at all. More coming up. It's JM in the AM on a Monday morning broadcast.